You don't find that every day, bro. So, in the world, go ahead and pop the interview out. We got that boy, goddamn Kazoo, man. Y'all know what the fuck going on, so y'all show love. So, go ahead and take this thing on up through there. Season 2, man. Hey, appreciate everybody that was showing love through the whole season 1. We back with more full pack action. Let's go.
So, what is my.
Well, my inspiration from the music came from one of my big brothers, you feel me? Like, I grew up watching him do it, so I was like, let me try it, you feel me? I tried it. It was something, you know, it was something I had to put work into, but over the time, you know what I mean? I perfected Minecraft. I got to, you know what I mean? Now, still working, you feel me? I still don't feel like I'm at my pinnacle on top of it like that. Yeah, I mean, I'm always feel like I'm the best thing out here, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, you gotta be that.
You supposed to, I feel you, my boy.
You feel me? So, and like, yo, man, other than that, just my love for music, period. I'm a Pisces, so I already got a natural connection to the
arts. Oh, look, I ain't been a good job, bro. I'm a Pisces too, bro, so I feel it.
Facts, you feel me? So, like, that art already naturally comes
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, it's natural.
So, either outside of the music, you know, I do tattoos, all that good stuff.
Oh,
man.
Bro, we are so much like, I do tattoos too, bro.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, see, that's a shame, man.
Yeah, this shit weird, bro. Like, damn, like, nigga, you ain't one of my daddy-in-law kids. He was, you know, my daddy was married before he met my mama.
Hey, you never know, man. Hey, ain't no telling the world crazy out here, you know what I mean?
Like, damn, you a Pisces, you do tattoo, you are like, damn, we doing everything. Like, what the fuck?
The same way, you gotta got down, try to get it every way, you know what I mean? We got all these talents, why not use them, you feel me?
Yeah, yeah, I salute that. Carry on, my boy. Did Mike you up, my boy? Guys, it's on you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna hop in that ass needed. I got my question ready.
Shit.
You know, we do the full effect. We add questions.
Well, like, where you from? You from the city?
I'm from the 6th, East Side, Decatur,
Way
Greater.
Okay, that was up. Nah, hey, look, y'all go check out the web series, Decatur, Way Greater. Go check out shit.
I love the web series.
Fact.
When they drop that bitch, I'm trying to be on that bitch live.
But let me ask you a question, bro. What is some stuff that you do to prepare yourself for the studio? Like, I seen you perform. You got great energy. You got great presence on the stage. You know what I'm saying? You interact with the crowd. But, like, before all of that, before you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do to prep yourself to bring your natural energy out on that track? So when you on that stage, the way you be on the stage, the way they feeling it, they feel that same energy.
Okay, so me, really, when it comes to, I'm really going in making the song based off whatever mood I'm in.
Okay.
If I'm in one of them hyper moods,
yeah,
I'm up tempo type beat, so I can get in there and I can stay on that vibe.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna never go in the studio and try switch the natural vibe that I'm already on.
Yeah,
so
I feel
that.
I totally understand. I agree with that, bro. I agree because that's how.
Yeah, you feel me? Then it just make the music itself a whole lot easier for me anyway, because it gonna flow more natural.
Trying to
force nothing. I ain't trying to go here when I'm feeling like this. You feel me? Like, I can't do that. And outside of that, you know what I mean? Show me a couple blunts, you know, I'm gonna do that.
Now let me ask you this. Like, kind of getting a feel for your gender of music, kind of like, I can say, like, hip-hop, trap, you know what I'm saying, real street. How do you feel? Because I be telling, like, my artists. I have artists that I'm working with, but I tell them, like, even though y'all popping this, y'all niggas said that's cool, but you got to make something for the women. How you feel on that? Because you know a lot of street niggas, they feel like they too street to make a song for the female. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to be versatile.
Oh, man.
One thing about these women, bro, let me say that right quick. These women gonna add to it. If they like that song, bro, they gonna add it to the playlist. They gonna drive with you. They gonna wake up and go to work with you. Like, if you thinking about money, bro, and you a business man, you ain't just thinking about yourself and what you think people want to hear. You making music for the world. You want to be universal. So what's your take on that?
My take on that, well, really, like I say, I'm going to get in there and do what I feel. So if I feel like talking to the ladies, I'm going to get in there and I'm going to pop my shit.
Hey, yeah, I'm going to ask you. I ain't too hard to be like, boy, I ain't blowing your booty and do some stupid shit.
I got
the toes on. Like, oh, we ain't going to talk about no toes. I just talked about no, we ain't going to do that.
And I'm going to talk, look, you hear me?
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Because you remember last time, we ain't going to get into too much detail. All right? That's on you.
But, you know,
I got some
exclusives for the ladies, though. I got some.
So, like, let me ask you. What are some things you do on your downtime? Like, it ain't about the music. It ain't about making that big hit. It's just you being you, just enjoying your day or the journey or the present. Like, what are some things that you just do on your downtime? Just, you know what I'm saying? That make you feel like relaxed and just bring comfort to you.
If I ain't out here chasing the bag, most likely I'm probably chilling, kicking it with my nephew. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He be sitting back with And this is a shameless plug, but you know what I mean, my nephew, he do the Twitch stream. You feel me? YHL Dan, y'all go tap in on that. You feel me? But yeah, we're outside of that though. You know what I mean? That's what we on. We trying to tap into that side of things.
Oh, that don't work out too, look, man. I'm gonna get that PlayStation 4 and go buy it.
Look, man. Y'all see? Yeah, that what we be on right now. We on the GTA. It crazy, kid.
That what it is. That what it all about. Cause you got to talk about when it comes to that gaming, bro. They want to see that exclusive shit.
Oh, he's cut off.
We'll see if he gonna add himself back in. His phone probably could have went dead or something. But we still gonna carry on. So look, this what we finna do, man. Let's see. Okay, we got him right here.
What's the name of the song, bro?
Body.
That was my bad.
Hey. Yeah, so you the one sampling the song Body, right?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that is your song. Okay.
Yeah. That's why I say I got some stuff for the female, man. You know what I mean? They gonna like that.
Okay, so like what that. We finna do now, before we get on with the interview, I got the email. He sent the song. We got the Body. You know what I'm saying? He got something for the ladies, so I want y'all to check this out. Let me know what you think, you know what I'm saying? Come in, and even after the fact, come in on the post, man. Come in on the live, you know what I'm saying? Let them know what you think, man, you know what I'm saying? And support the artist, man. It ain't all about money. Sometimes it's sharing and just posting and just liking. It's enough, man. Just support. Let's get into it, man. Body, let's go. Matter of fact, introduce your song, my boy. This that shit.
Alright, this actually an exclusive. Y'all getting to hear this for the first time. Everybody that's on this stream right now is getting to hear this song for the first time. It's Body by your boy Cashinova, aka Cash Zoom, man. You know what I mean?
Let's go. Hold on, let me get my system together. But yeah, man. Introduce it one more time, bro. Let my system get right.
It's Body by Cashinova, you know what I mean? AKA Kazoo, Big Z's, man, you know what I mean?
There you go. Because one thing about the play, we don't fuck over nobody's music. We take every order serious. I don't give a damn if you're underground or above ground. You all level.
You know, and if you don't, I'm gonna make you mine.
I don't know that the file get, damn it, bro. But it stopped right there. But yeah, I don't know, but we're gonna play it back from the top. Damn. Look, we still gonna play it back from the top. I don't know what happened, maybe the file got damaged as he was sending it, but it's still enough for y'all to understand where he coming from, so they run it again so y'all can hear this. I don't know what happened, period. But let me go back to it. Matter of fact, let me do this.
You know, and if you don't,
No, that way we ain't got to worry about that. No, we're going to do it this way. That way we know we're going to play all the way through. Because I got respect, and we respect everybody's music, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to fuck up with nobody. Yeah, man. We do all that. We got the studio. We engineering. We doing everything. Shout out to my co-host, Hedy World. He been rocking with me through so much. We on the way. We got my boy, you know what I'm saying, Body by Castanova.
You know, and if you don't,
I got you right, my boy.
Yeah.
fucking vibe, but I feel like, hey, look, I'm gonna be fucking to that, boy.
Yeah, you talking about
it. Yeah, that when you in now, boy. Beat some teeth down.
Yeah, you talking
about it. Boy, what you, then we're gonna get back into the, what you was on when you made, that's a fucking vibe, boy. I feel that in my knee bone.
I ain't gonna cap, bro. I did a little show, and I really seen a little vibe like that. Like I showed, I made my music real, bro. Like it was really a little cheap. Like we had an interaction. No, but no, I'm telling you, that's why you gotta keep your look. Them little hood smart dots, they damn tell they know some shit.
Look, bro, I'll tell you, I know what's going on. Yo. They be places, they know what's going on out here.
Thanks.
Yo, bring it, yo. Cause, bro, the thing is, I totally feel that, bro, cause look. And I'm gonna ask you a question too, cause, but sometimes that inspiration comes from the stranger play, bro. Okay, this for my co-host. And I'm gonna ask you too, bro. What is some of the strangest places you done got inspiration? Like, you just somewhere, like, totally, nothing with music, but it's like, something inspires you for a song.
Oh, man. Well, because, you know, I done did some shit.
I'm going to tell you mine, too. I got
But you know what, bro? Probably one of the strangest places, bro, for real.
What good?
The moment I realized
you ain't never late. Hold on, let me tell you right quick. Shout out to the Power. You know what I'm saying? Gorilla Queen, Scorpion, Enterprise. They power this shit. You know what I'm saying? The interview, the artists out here getting their beats and things, they putting this shit together. So I want people to know it comes to the play, these are the people that help us be great. You know what I'm saying? Now carry on, my boy.
But yeah, probably one of the moments when I realized I was going to jump out of a moving aircraft. That's one of the moments.
Soon you get ready to jump out of the plane, you thought it was something. Okay, you next, my boy. We got that Kazoo and they been showing Lord King and Lil Sid with the plate. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be on every platform, iHeartRadio.
My strangest place, I would say my strangest place that I got inspiration from is like me arguing with a female.
Okay.
But the song I ended up coming up with had nothing to do with the argument, period. It was just like, no. I guess we'd be trying to block her out. Like,
yeah. Now, let me say this now.
You feel me? Like,
you don't see me performing that wet.
Yeah, for
sure. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I was actually in the moment of having sex with a woman, and I was eating her ass, and I was like, damn, put a blunt in her pussy, pour the smoke for her ass. I know. Like, look, they think when I make songs like that, that shit be like lyric. Nah, that be shit I be on. Like, I'm a Pisces. You got to really listen. That's why I said, look, I said, I'm a Pisces, girl, so you know that I'm a eagle. Girl, you got that way. But, yo, I'm just being real, though. You never know what inspired you. I was looking at the ad, and you feel the heat coming off of it, then my mind went to thinking, like, damn.
Exactly.
What if I put a blunt in her ass and pour the smoke on her pussy?
Fuck it. Hey, Shadow, don't be getting no ideas, Shadow. Don't be getting no ideas.
That nigga said, don't be getting no ideas. He said, I am with
you. I ain't gonna tell you, because they gonna be on me now. I'm 5'5". No, I promise you, bro, I be having women posting me up. Like, you know what I'm saying? That nigga got me on the wall. Like, hold up, Shadow. God damn.
Hey,
shit. I know I'm a little snake, but hold up.
He said, punch a lot of dope, though.
Hey,
you facts, though.
But it's real shit, though. You fuck around with me, boy, your ass gonna be out here with a flashlight looking for a nigga in the daytime. I be out there some shit for you, but your nervous system rewired now.
Hey, look, bro,
talking about
laying
in the bushes somewhere,
goddamn. Hey, been jumping out of moving cars trying to catch a nigga. Hey, look, okay, look. I'm going to invite you to the game. We started it last season. We bringing it back. It called Tap Out. Look, I'm going to tell you how it go. We ask personal questions, like real deep questions. You either can answer the question or you can tap out. Whoever get 3 tap out loses.
You want to play? I'm going to be the referee.
Okay. You want to play?
All right, ready. Come on.
Okay. I'm going to start out. Who was the first girl you ate? And it got to be the name.
Hold on. Time out. Hey, look. What is it? It's 3 of them, right? He get 3 of them?
Yeah, three tap out, you lose. It's like 3 tap out, you lose. You either can answer the question or tap out.
Yeah, hey, look, to anybody watching the live.
I understand the game, though. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no limit to the question.
Hey, it's no home bars. It can get as crazy as.
Yeah, we grown. It ain't no limit to the question. Now, that's why I call it tap out. So but now, I'm starting out. Now, we good. He already established he want to play. We go. We don't go. We don't go now. Okay, this is referee. Right. Okay, now, pick a number. You just choose the number. We pick a number. Whoever gets the closest win. That's who started out.
I'm going to ask you the questions, and then I'm just here to like.
Okay, yeah, I'll pop it out. We're going to go and get it started. My question is, who was the first girl you ate? It got to be the name. You ain't got to say the last name, but you got to say the first name. The first girl you ever ate. You need to answer or to tap out?
I want to answer, but I'm trying to remember.
Okay, I got another question. If you can't remember, who were the first girl gave you some head?
His girl named Shelby.
Okay, my boy. Okay, it's on you. You can add whatever you want to add. Go wherever you want to go.
Ain't no question. I. Give me a question, man. Give me a question.
Just
give me a random question, man. So you just the eat. When was the last time you ate some eggs? Ooh.
Less than a week ago.
That's why. That's wild. He's like, oh, God damn, that's wild, nigga. Oh, man. Oh, nah, so we ain't no whole bar, so we ain't tapping out for nothing, man.
Okay.
That's wild, bro.
Okay. Have you ever ate some ass before?
Yeah.
Okay, my boy Chow, he don't give a fuck. Okay, yeah. I've got him a Pisces too. He probably got it. Okay, this gonna get interesting. It's on you, my boy.
Okay.
You don't need to play this. You need to stay on.
Have you ever had your ass ate? Oh!
Never.
All right, ready.
Let's see. Nigga, have you had your ass ate?
Nah.
You kind of started, I know. Okay. We're going to get you a benefit. We're going to get into our detail. We're going to get you a benefit. He's a referee, so we did.
Hey, y'all should have lied, man. Read this shit up, man.
I ain't the one to judge, but it took you a little minute to kind of get that out. You had to think on that one. We're going to be fair to the viewer now. It's the people that enjoyed it. I ain't saying it wrong. If you did that, bro, that'd be real.
Hey, look, you hear me? It just ain't my good. Like, I ain't with the ass. That just ain't my thing.
I just said, no, baby, nigga down in the bed, though, baby. It's like, throw one side, baby. Baby,
nah, like, what's the
nah.
Whoa, whoa, see? Yeah, he
take
it to his
street,
you know?
Nah, it's on you, my boy. Nah, we got, you know what I'm saying, we entertaining. Nah,
it's on me? It's on yeah, you?
Nah, because I asked you a question, man. I just asked you the same question.
All right. Hey, y'all give me a question. Hey, Sue, give me a question. I know you still on here.
Yeah, y'all can interact. Y'all got a question y'all want to ask? Get deep, get personal.
I want to ask him a question.
There ain't no limit. It can all tap out. I can either answer the question or tap out. Whoever gets three tap out, loses. Me and my co-host, this our signature game. We came up with it for a live. That's an interact with the fan.
He got me in trouble one night.
Yeah, this ain't fun. This ain't fun, no relationship. I had a real question.
Shit, jeez.
I don't tell you, but I am.
Okay.
I am.
What's the most you ever paid for some pussy?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to keep it real now. The most I ever paid. Damn, did not be real. I think it was about... I say about
$200. $200.
Yeah. That's wise. That's wise. It was that, you know, that I said, you know, sometimes they catch at the right moment. And he said, I ain't trying to do all that talking. I got shit to do. I ain't gonna be here all night. As soon as I'm done over, I'm back to the studio. Gonna set me up. And when I go, any new place I go to, I'm in there with my little buddy. So you get wrong, going the pussy dead, everybody. Cause look, you know how it is, bro. When you out here building your name going up, your brand going up. Marvel just see one. Marvel see you with $30 in one. They swear you got it already. Yeah.
Swear you got it.
Man, you got that real nigga that ain't walking around with that pocket full of money. We got cars and shit. We can Apple Pay, bitches. Like, bitch, what you want? I can Uber Eats shit.
Bad.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we doing shit in secret. Bitch, let me get you a little Uber over here, smash them cheeks, Uber you home, straight home.
Straight home.
We know you no gonna stars. Make it home. See, you be a time. We send them home walking. Now we play a little. I got no respect, so you just talk me out, you know, show me a good night. I can at least get your Uber home.
You better than me, I'm gonna walk it into the bus stop.
You're a real silly nigga. Like, look, I got 250 in the transfer. I ain't gonna try to give a nigga 250 in the transfer.
Hey, you talking about, look, I got a card for you too. Hey, you got a recall, I got one. And I already got
2 feet
on it.
They
ain't even
got to
put that on it.
It's kind of
easy.
Hey, real shit, boy. Hey.
I'll go get the car later, my boy.
Hey, my boy, yeah. Yeah, let me ask you some questions. You want to get in the game? You want to get in the game, my boy? You just looking too flowery not to be playing, though.
Uh-huh.
You want to get in the game?
Look, I'm not fucking with you in this game.
Man,
come on, man.
Okay, I see what's going on, yeah. I see who had to draw on now. You ain't got to say nothing, my boy. I know what's going on, yeah. Yeah, I see what's going on. Yeah, see, one thing about it, like the great book say, what happened in the door? But look, I understand, because look, that nigga really did get in trouble. Like, I ain't trying to make it seem like you did, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? It ain't, look, I'm trying to say it the best way I can. But, you know, I don't want to get you in no trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, he the married type.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
He got about 3 houses. This man just live play to play. Like, this nigga, like, literally, bro. This nigga, I be trying to figure out what the nigga that be live in was. Like, nigga got 3 houses, bro. Like, nigga just out here from house to house. 3 whole funny houses. You know, he could have been an army and shit. So, you know, he's doing whatever he want to do. He's like he's Zorro.
Damn,
nah. I ain't my brother out here doing whatever.
That right, too, though.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Let me ask you this question, bro. This real nigga shit. What you feel about the goddamn legalization of the weed shit? Like, they fucking over up, bro. Like, look, my co-host from goddamn, he from goddamn Seattle, Washington. He be on live, so look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Man, I shouldn't even say shit. He can't wait to do that shit. He know he know what's going on in John. Look at him. I shouldn't even say shit. He can't wait to do that. Damn, but I said, boy, I swear to God, boy, I don't be trying to.
You gotta think
about it, bro. We still fuck that. Like, they say it's legal. We don't know the smoking from the police and hide this shit. We nervous as hell. Like.
They can be scared, but I put this shit on my goddamn IG. This shit gon'
bang, man. Let me stop that. Look at him. He like that type of shit.
Hey, we can ride around with 2 ounces on your person.
Man, we don't even know how that one gonna fuck with y'all ride with, nigga.
But they still giving us a ticket for an ounce, nigga. This shit, we ride around with an ounce. They giving us a ticket. Anything over an ounce, boy, you going to jail.
But I can go grab these all day.
Man, we don't even know what you can grab, bro. We enjoy it. We ain't doing no birthday. Yeah, that's why I say we some cartel.
They finna come to Washington, man.
Hey, man.
Come on.
He's like, come on. Look, let me tell you something, bro. I'm telling this man, look. This man used to be in the army for real, like real shit. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, driving out of planes and shit. We online. He's saying, I'm talking about, I know top secret information about shit. I'm like, bro, shut the hell up.
Man, look,
this nigga in there, like, these folks know what's going on. He talks some top secret information. But yeah, it be top secret. All right.
Well, you gotta turn your phone off and close your blinds when you get to talk about
it. Hey, like, look, don't get me wrong. I don't mind shooting my shit, but you gotta think about it. Like, as an entertainer, I respect the fact that they come with a few rules and regulations. I want the money, fuck the fame, so I respect some shit, but I don't like, he just came out of nowhere, like, I get you a feeling that day, you know, sometimes you had that fuck the goddamn social media shit, you just being real, you speaking your mind.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were gonna come out that and say, but I got top secret information and everything, I was like, boy, shut the hell up.
Hold on, bro, you tripping, hold on.
Look, bro, real nigga shit, bro. I went to speak some real shit, like, look, with TikTok. I gained a fan base through TikTok. I got my artistry verification with TikTok. Because I'm signed with TikTok, too. But I was going live. I was saying some real shit, man. Them folk banned me from going live, period. I still got my TikTok. But them folk banned me from going live. I can't go live. I can't go live at no guests. I can't do shit. But they use TikTok the way it was meant for. Make videos and create.
Yeah. Man, so TikTok, I know. Man, they really just want to see us on that chicken and jiving, man.
Yeah, but you know me. Them folk fucking with it. So, you know, I got to keep it real.
Conversation, like you said, though. You
know, but it come with, you know, you got no win to keep with that. I learned from that, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to kill the money before I get the money. Now, if I'm like Kanye now. If I know that, I'm finna, okay, like, think about this, bro. This real nigga shit. Now, people thought Kanye was dumb. Even me, I was like, damn, that nigga just fluted. But my co-host put me on game. He was like, man, no. Because they got to buy him out his contract, so they got to give him $125 million just for him to stop dealing with him. Not for him to stop dealing with them, for you to say you don't want to deal with me no more. You got he winning. Exactly. Yep. That was on my own now. Yep. I ain't trying to get see. When you in that position, you can pop that shit like Kanye. Yep. Cause you can't lose. He knew what was going on. Right now, I can't do that shit. Like we try to contain the money. Then we'll got, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, boy.
He is the epitome of make the money work for you and not work for the money. You know?
And you see, they stealing the nigga idea.
I told bro, I was like, here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Think about it. He really won in it.
Hey, look at the comment, bro. That said, all the looking like. God damn, that shit weird as fuck, bro. What the hell? It is a slick similarity to this shit, bro. Hey, what the fuck going on, bro? I think I'm too high, bro. Hold up. I'm tripping, bro.
From the great state of Georgia.
I think it's a Georgia thing, bro. Hell no, bro. This shit too good. It's too much similarity in this shit, bro. I'm trying to see what's going on, bro.
Hey. Hey, bro, I'm trying to tell you, bro. I'm trying to tell you, bro. That's what it is. Because
I'm doing. Hey, man, hey, look. I'm so petty, bro. Hey, look. Hey. I'm so petty, bro. You fuck around with a nigga, big brother. Like, bro, you owe me some time, bro. Fuck that. Nigga, we need to kick it, hang out, and do something. You got it by me. Hey. Hey. Hey, real shit, though, bro.
Hey. I'm finna go refill up my cup. I'll be right back, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Goddamn. Hey, I just happened to see the comment. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I just happened to see it. This way, how y'all looking like? Like, what the? I guess it's just a Georgia thing. Like, I don't know.
Hey, bro, I'm gonna be right back. I'm gonna put some more ice in my cup and then pull me up.
Man, nigga, fuck lying. Nigga, we from the street. Nigga, drink that shit. And he got, I forgot he got that shit on today, so he gotta have ice. He gotta have ice today. Now, if he would have had no Jordans on, he would have been just drinking straight shot. Yeah, he's like,
hey, look, I got a beer with responsible adult today.
Man, oh shit. What the hell, man? That nigga's responsible. Bro.
Sister,
drinks and alcohol, the blunt we all smoked on this bitch, it's all being responsible. I respect it, though. Hang on, that though, bro. You some shit you wear, though, bro. Just let me fuck around and jump out of some more money. But, nigga, my whole, man, I ain't the same, bro. You can't even talk to me the same, bro. I don't use a big word. Nobody on right now. He feel real suave right now, you know what I'm saying? I gotta get that, like, my boy, you know what I'm saying? You having a shot of brown on the ice, sir. You know what I'm saying? Your boy have a look. Yeah, pull me a shot. Oh, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, my boy, keep that prayer now. I ain't gonna lie, boy, I ain't look.
Gotta get his lungs.
Hey, look. What it do, bro? Hey, pull me a shot, my boy. God damn, now how you kicking with the little crown? What is it, Crown Royal?
Yeah, Crown. You know, Crown.
Just say Crown Royal, bro. We know. Like, God, I know you got. Look, bro, I'll tell you, man. He's fine. I love my boy. My boy cool with that shit, though, bro. He's a. He don't run the Crown Royal. You know when a nigga feeling himself, goddamn.
Right.
So, you,
I ain't even
what? Where do gold mouth? Hey, look.
What's that old mouth?
That the goddamn man behind the plan, Decatur Way and Greater, side to my boy. He got me going crazy. Austin Linwood. Hey, I'm in that motherfucker going stupid. I'm fucking hoes and taking dope and robbing people and stealing from people and having shootouts and doing what the fuck I want to do. Go check it out, Decatur Way and Greater.
Like, fight a price, nigga. Thank you. Hey, I just want you to know.
I might, but don't be surprised I rewrite the script now. Yeah, when Goldmouth be talking, I be quiet. But when he leave, I be back talking again. Like, but y'all got me goddamn cracking up over here, boy. I don't know if I'm too high. Is it the interview? It's a vibe, bro. I don't go fuck with nobody. Say, then how you start season two out with some real niggas. Like, we don't interview anybody, but shit. This is season two start out, boy. Let me ask you a question, bro. Now, I was on my other page. I was live on, boy. He was talking about, you know, the one that was talking the Bone Crusher. And what you think about that? He said some nigga from goddamn. Explain the situation, bro. Cause I'm kind of goddamn, you know what I'm saying?
Alright, so look. Allegedly.
Allegedly. No.
Coming soon, we got a real interview with the man. But allegedly, Bone Crusher stole the song.
Yeah.
Niggas out of Mississippi.
So that's why you ain't been seeing him on the scene, because he owed him folk money. Because you got to think that shit was on NBA. That shit was on that 2K. All that shit. That shit was in a lot of places. But he owed them folk money. Them folks on their ass. So that's why he been MIA.
Mm.
See what it was.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, we're giving a briefing. We got the big interview coming up on the horse and head itself. But allegedly, he said he did the song with them. He came back. They did the song. Well, they did the song with him. Paid and everything. Got paperwork on it. You know what I'm saying? So he gave them the hopes of going back to the city and blowing the song up and everybody get their money. Okay, he went back to the city, sped some stuff up, slowed some shit down, and put T.I. and got that Killer Mike on it and took that nigga shit, and now they on his ass. But we got the full interview coming to the play live. We got it first with my co-host, Hoodie World. And shout out to my boy Kazoo for coming through so long. We've been kicking big shit. Y'all go stream his music now. You know what I'm saying? Go fuck my boy when he got sold. Y'all go follow him. Go check him out. You know what I'm saying? Pull up on him. So
I'm tapping in on one of the best days. I'm gonna tap in. I'm gonna pull up. Or I'm gonna tap in for the weekend. Hey, go off. As soon as I hit the city, I'm pulling up. Go. Hey, brother. That's
Saw that. And again, I appreciate y'all boy for having me on here though, for real life.
Can I ask you one more question? What was probably your most difficult song to write and why? Or what was like, you know what I'm saying? Or what was one of those ones and what made it, you know what I'm saying, for whatever reason?
Okay, I can answer that. But I ain't gonna give you the name, man, because I ain't dropped it yet.
Okay,
and
okay.
I'm still,
respect.
And it, I don't know why it's just one of them songs that every time I come back to it, I can only probably give it 4 bars. You feel me? And then it'd be like, man, because I'm a real stickler. You feel me? I'm a stickler. I'm a semi-perfectionist. I'm not a perfectionist. Because I realize it ain't have to be perfect for real. Like, it'll probably be perfect to me, but it ain't gonna be perfect to everybody else. So,
yeah, I feel it.
Perfect, I really don't. I'm a real stickler, and I know what I want it to sound like. So, it's still been. And with that being said, Stoner Project on the way, that's the EP that's getting dropped. So,
okay,
I'll stay tuned for that. I'm on SoundCloud right now. Working on getting the United Masters together so I can get everything else got going and whatnot. But, you know what I mean? Other than that, y'all know him a name. Big Z's in the building, you know? Yeah. And soon catching over the Stoner for real. Yeah.
And look, and for everybody that tuned in, man, I want to say this. This will be on every major platform that you can stream podcasts, radio station, iHeartRadio. So, be on the lookout. We will have links and stuff posted so you can get to the show. We on every platform. We rising, man. And I appreciate everybody that been showing love. Shout out to that boy Kazoo, a.k.a. Casanova, going crazy with the ones and twos. Shout out to my co-host, Dan Lamar. Now, this is what we do, bro. Like, when we close out, we do a final thought, just something inspiration to the people. And we all do it, so I'm going to let you start off. So what is your final thought for the people to inspire them for greatness?
No matter what you're doing, no matter who you're around, if you're passionate about something and you want to make it work, manifest, stay focused, tunnel vision. Ain't nobody in your way but you. So once you get out your own way, you can go to the moon and back, man. To infinity and beyond, for real.
Appreciate that, bro. Dennis Lamar, Hoodie World, 706, on all platforms and rising. My boy.
Hey, man, you know, ain't nothing wrong with loving yourself, man. Straight up.
One thing I gotta say, man, when you out here doing what you're doing, no matter if it's doing music, creating a business, your own clothing line, it gonna be a lot of people that you supported, that you stood by, that you, you know, had they back. But when they see that you're doing your own thing and working on your business, your brand, your music, a lot of people ain't going to give you the same energy. But I want you to know, never let nobody be a factor to your success. Because can't nobody determine how far you can go. Only you know how far you can go and what you're capable of. So regardless of what anybody thinks, stay focused on your grind. stay pushing forward. It's like being a running back. They train a running back. When he get that ball, he keep his leg moving. You don't stop. You move. You push forward. You push it. Even though they gonna hate, see the hate, the envy, all that shit is like defense. You know they coming with defense, but get what you gonna do. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. You don't stop. You don't stop. So look, be yourself. Love yourself. And if you got to conform yourself to fit in, then it's not worth it. If they can't accept you for who you is, then leave them alone. They're not your friend. Be blessed. Be safe. And stay content to be you and stay true to who you are. And I appreciate all of y'all guys for tuning in. This is The Play Live Radio Show. We out of here.
Yes, sir.